Look who finally woke up. I'd been wondering how long it would take for you to wake. That sedative we hit you with was pretty damn powerful. Those scars from last session still look so fresh. It's adorable how easily you're marked. A cut here, a bruise there. Yeah. Oh, you finally remember. What's the matter? You didn't enjoy it. Tuck and pull all you'd like, little one. Those shackles won't let go. And you'll be here until you're no longer of use to me. You know that now, right? Your whole existence is simply that of an object. To feed my emotions, and of course, to entertain me. Because now you're stuck here because you are weak. Your petty little master abandoned you when he gave you to me. Oh, the Force. Oh, it ignores you now, because you're nothing more than a small, insignificant blip. Of no use to anyone but me and my immediate pleasure. Should we pick up where we left off last time? I believe it was somewhere here. Oh, the way you scream is so adorable, and yet so pathetic. Oh, my. Even the skin here is already broken. I wonder how much more of that screaming do you think you can keep up? As I glide my hand across the rags of clothes and see you squirm. Maybe I'll give a little jump too. Your tits. Oh, your screams only fuel me. Oh, so pathetic and full of pain and agony, and yet all I feel is my power growing and growing. Let's go ahead and pull off those pathetic remaining attempts at clothes that you have and see what you really are underneath there. Well then. Perhaps it's time I focus on another passion of mine. Another aspect of my power. Because you know, we Sith always pull from emotion. Whether it be pain or pleasure. So, open your mouth and stick out your tongue, slave. I said open your crithing mouth. That's more like it. Now you're going to suck each and every one of my fingers as I slide them into your mouth. Good girl. Not so hard to do as you're told now, is it? Maybe a bit more in this in your system might do you some good. Nice little aphrodisiac I managed to get my hands on. But it'll make you a bit more compliant. Oh, little Padawan slave slut. You think you don't want any of this? Oh, it's adorable how you think you can lie to me and get away with it. But I know the truth, girl. I see the way that you stare at me and my body every time I come back here. To torture you just a little bit more. And it turns you on, doesn't it, whore? How in the stars did the Jedi willingly allow such a dirty-minded slut into their ranks? How? Oh. You're a virgin, aren't you? Isn't that one of their silly little rules? Forgo all attachment with others. Oh, my dear. Oh, the lust and passion I could pull from you. Oh, it would feed my power for weeks and weeks to come. Now let's see if you really do hate me as much as you say. Oh, you lie. You are so cripping wet. It's adorable. Oh, what's wrong? It's hard to keep the facade of hatred with my fingers over your clit. Well, all you have to do is simply admit it. Admit that I give you purpose in life. Admit that you love pleasing me and fueling the emotions that empower me. Still going to play the coy slut? Fine. Now I wonder how you can keep that act up if I slide my fingers into... Already gasping. My, you are a virgin. There's no other way a pussy like yours could be so tight, and yet you act and think like such a dirty little whore. Back in those days when you were training, did no other student was willing to give you a proper treatment the way I do. All those lonely nights, stuck alone in a dusty old temple. So lonely. So horny. How many times did you touch and play with yourself? Over and over, again and again, until this moment. What, was it close to 100? No. Horny little slut like you must have nearly been 1,000 times before you've been properly fucked. Oh, all that pleasure from you, it just fills me with energy and life. Well, I can't let you be having all the fun now, can I? And you've had a nice fill, so I believe it's time for you to earn your keep, slave. So, I'm going to simply unhook these shackles. Oh, don't worry, you're not going anywhere. My grip on you through the force will hold you nice and steady as I lift you into the air and place you just like this. Perfect. Now get that tongue of yours ready. Now you're going to use that tongue and you're going to service my pussy slave. And remember, if I don't feel tongue or pleasure, you don't get any air. Now. That's a good girl. All right. Now, here, take a nice little bit of breath. And back in. Oh, right there. That's it. Keep it going, slave. Up and down. Take a breath and... Right there. Back and forth, in and out. Oh, God. Don't forget to breathe, little slut. cat, that was nice. Slave, do you like it when I treat you like a fuck toy? No. Or would you prefer I go back to the torture and feed off your pain instead? I thought not. Then admit it. You love it, don't you? That's more like it. Perhaps there's a bit more use for you after all for now. I could use a nice change of pace. And you know what? I believe I have something over here. Yes. This strap-on will do nicely. Why, of course, I always have it with me. In case I want to fuck any of the slaves I want. Now, speaking of which, would the little slut like to be fucked in the ass? Or the mouth? Or the pussy? Now speak up, slave. Otherwise, I'll have to go back to testing my electricity on you instead. Oh, really now? Well then. First things first. On your knees. That's a good girl. Now you're gonna suck my cock until it's nice and wet for you. Good girl. And simply with a flicker of thought and with the force, you're spun around and thrust on all fours. On the ground where you belong. And now that this cock is nice and wet for you, it should fit right in. Slid right in perfectly. Do you like my cock in your ass, slut? Good girl. You like being fucked by your new master whore? Good. Now say it. Say you live to be a fuck toy. Forever and ever you are mine, and you live to serve me and me alone. It's a good skating girl. Oh, yeah. That's it. Are you ready? I can tell you're already on the edge. Then come for me, slut. Do it. Oh, look at that. You came everywhere. Oh, you're enough to make a fine little sex toy soon. Now that I think about it, I do have need for a new personal slave to keep with me everywhere I go, stay in my home and my ship, and please need me no matter what. Could walk you around, leashed and collared, naked in public. With you, that sounds nice. So, come time tomorrow, I think I might make you into my personal slave, pet. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Good. Then I'll be seeing a lot more of you soon, slave.